In a big defeat for the baby bells, the Federal Communications Commission today rejected an effort to ease some of the remaining rules governing the use of local phone networks. The decision means that the bell companies must continue leasing large parts of their networks to their rivals at discount rates, a requirement that proponents say is necessary to promote local phone competition. The vote today generated some heated exchanges between commission members, and NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The vote today had been preceded by weeks of intense lobbying in Washington, with the baby bells squaring off against consumer groups and long-distance giants like AT&T and WorldCom. And FCC officials worked until late last night trying to reach a compromise that all five commissioners could agree on. By the time the vote took place today, Commissioner Jonathan Edelstein sounded less than certain that anything had really been resolved.
This is the commission's third attempt at trying to get the uni process right, and hopefully we will learn that the third time is a charm and not three strikes and you're out.
Today's vote centered on the issue of unis, or unbundled network elements, a key part of the 1996 Telecom Act. Because Congress wanted to promote local phone competition, it required the baby bell companies that own and control local networks to lease their lines to competitors. But a federal court subsequently ruled that the requirement was overly broad and ordered the FCC to review the rules. Some commission members, notably Chairman Michael Powell, favored using the review to strip away some key local phone regulations, such as those that govern the use of network switches. But in the end, the commission approved rules that stopped well short of that. The new rules will give individual states the right to decide whether local phone systems have become competitive enough and should be deregulated. Kevin Martin is a member of the commission.
In my view, the item correctly treats switching as it does the other elements, recognizing that the states are better able to make individual factual determinations about particular geographic markets than the federal regulators in Washington.
Critics, including Powell, said today's vote would badly fragment the telecommunications landscape, forcing companies that want to offer services to deal with 50 separate states with different rules and different agendas. Powell said this would slow down competition and ultimately hurt consumers. He said it would also be too chaotic for a telecom sector that is already fragile.
What is remarkable to me about today's decision is that one looks in vain to find a clear or coherent federal policy in the choices made by the majority.
His words were echoed by Louisiana Congressman Billy Tozan, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Tozan said the decision would be a body blow to the American economy. And Tozan, like Powell, predicted that the commission's vote today would ultimately be overturned by federal courts. But consumer groups were more positive about the move, saying it would protect consumer choice for local phone service. Local bell companies did win one important victory today. The commission decided that the baby bells that build fiber optic networks for new services, such as high-speed internet lines, would no longer have to share them with competitors. The bell companies had argued that being forced to lease out their networks below cost inhibited them from investing in new technologies. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.